a classic man. You can be mean when you look this clean, old fashioned man. Yeah, baby, I'm a classic man.
Hello, y'all. Welcome to another episode of the Classic Manny Show. It is your boy, and I am back with our fave, the music blogger, honey. Is our beaut, Mimi. How you doing, baby?
Hey, baby.
How are you?
Honey.
You already started on the...
I'm just going to be seeing you, aren't
you? Listen,
guys, if you don't know, went to see Beyonce yesterday. You saw her twice, actually.
Yeah.
Let's get into that before I get into man, because you got to see her the day before the opening for the London. So how was your experience? How are you feeling right now?
She's the best entertainer.
Yeah. Period.
Alive. Like, she's the last person that understands the concept of showmanship. Like, to put a show together, not just standing doing ballads.
Yeah.
With a crowd, like...
Yeah.
I'm not gonna throw shade on some people now, child.
You wanna name them?
Adele, Harry Styles.
Oh, I love me some Adele.
Taylor Swift.
Okay, Taylor Swift, you know what?
The Caucasians. But you know what? I'm a back Adele because that's my sister.
You know, I love Adele. Come on, that's our Tottenham sis.
But,
Tottenham and Arsenal.
You know what I'm saying? But for someone
yeah.
to actually create a whole show, like I felt like I was in Las Vegas and I was watching a whole.
A residency.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
She just gave us a whole performance. I'm just like. And you know what? No one's deep. Okay, looking back from yesterday.
Yes.
Watching the second time of the show.
Yeah.
The first act touched me differently. I was crying.
No, is it? Maybe it turned to me. Yeah. Each other throughout the night. Nah, it was insane. But let's get into getting the tickets first, because that was hell. That was hugging the ticket. So how was your experience? Of course, I know some of the tickets are, of course, from you being our favourite worker in the game. I know some of them had to buy the tickets as well. So how was it like getting these tickets for...
Okay, cool. Yesterday, I bought it myself. Mm-hmm. I bought me and my sister's tickets. That one...
She's pretty, by the way. She's so pretty. Yeah, I want to see her bloodline because everyone is so fine.
Is it?
I want to see her bloodline because I saw the picture yesterday.
We look like her mama now, child.
I'm sure mommy is beautiful too. Come
Mama's
on.
So pretty. She's so cute.
I know that's
cute.
Right. Come on, auntie. Shout out to auntie.
Purr. Yeah, so that ticket, I waited for an hour and 30 minutes to get.
Hour and 30 minutes?
Because remember that long queue in Ticketmaster, it was taking forever. Yeah. I was like, oh my God, what am I meant to do? Like, I remember I was doing my makeup. I said, let me just put it there. Just tap every single time.
Just to see what's going to come
it
out.
It was hell. God. So when I saw the prices, I said, don't look.
Close my eye and just press
just
that.
Just press.
Check out like that. That was it.
And just go. Yeah. Just go with the flow.
Yeah.
It wasn't that bad. But I remember I manifested. I said, you know what? I'm seeing Beyonce more than two times. Emo, boom.
God is good.
I said,
God is good,
I said,
baby.
Mother.
Queen B, even King B at this point.
King, motherfucking King B. Don't motherfucking play with it now, child. Don't play with my mother. How was your experience?
So, getting that club on the sauce tickets was hell. And I'm going to make sure I give you guys a very important point later on. So, I was in that queue, Ticketmaster, and I didn't get a ticket. So what? It was actually Bella's choreographer, who is friends with another friend, that got it for me. So
no
literally, so it was Tender. Shout out to Tender. It was her friend Crystal, who's Bella's choreographer, and her man actually got a ticket. So yesterday though, we got through, of course, the queue, and then it was saying to get our bag, you need to get the name right.
Yes,
it was the original name. Yes. I know the man's name. So I said, Krista, baby, Krista, what's your man's name?
No.
So that was a little hiccup there, but I can't lie. My budget was £150. That's not what I spent. And even to get a second day, when I saw that first day in Sweden where they disappointed my good sis and my good mother, you know, I saw those. I saw the aesthetic. I saw the set list.
She put in the money.
I bought another ticket.
Can't lie to you. I said, I'm putting. I see what money is there. Money is there.
Listen,
the visuals. Can we talk about
let's talk. It's a free flow conversation.
When Mummy said not ready for the, you're not ready for the visuals.
Yeah.
We're not
ready. The theme is bottomless budget. Bottomless, like
Big B stands for what?
Bales.
Thank you.
Listen.
I said, Mummy. Never mother, Mummy.
Mummy. It's one day. This one she carried you at this point.
I just looked at her to just is this lady sick?
Nah. But do you feel like we're going to get the Renaissance visuals anytime soon?
No.
Why do you feel so?
You know what? Okay, people forgetting.
What?
The first ever post, she said Act 1, Act 2, and Act 3.
Because I was thinking after this tour is done. But I think that is still, because the visuals, like, oh my God.
Let's talk about.
It's too high quality.
Let's talk about theatre stuff, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There's act one.
Yeah.
Act two.
Yeah.
And act three. Yes. Between each act, it's like breaks, isn't
it? Yeah.
I feel like we might get the visuals after the third act. And I feel like the acts are actually like albums.
3 years.
I feel like the actual album, albums. Mm. I feel like it's albums.
Oh my God.
I feel like this is our last world tour.
Yes.
Then I feel like act two.
It feels like it.
Yeah. Act two, I feel like, is a tribute to every essence of her. I feel like this one for Uncle Johnny, of course.
Yes.
That Racy raised her, house music, ballroom. Then I feel like act two, I feel like she's going to go to the essence of country.
Ooh. My daddy says shoo.
No, because you said taste. I feel like, and as well, I feel like she wants to take back that genre because it's like very much, oh, that's the white man's genre. Yes. I feel like, nah.
Listen, we create that shit. We're reclaiming it, basically.
You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah,
and I feel like act three might be just a classic R&B. Just R&B.
You know, the R&B Beyonce, though, is undefeated.
But you know that what? I have a feeling deep in my heart.
Yes.
If my conspiracy theory is actually true, I feel like the act three one, we might get a Destiny's Child track.
Because I feel like, you know what? Act three, DC three, baby, you know?
We need a reunion, mama.
Yeah.
Do it in Las Vegas. You know what? Fly.
Yeah, I will pay anything for that. I would pay anything.
Forget them little kids. This is for us. Forget them kids. This is for us. No, honestly, like,
But it's, going back to your point about what the acts are for, being at the tour yesterday, or the show yesterday, and seeing queer people come together, and of course, the girls as well, the girls and the girls.
The girls and the girls,
you know.
And we love to see
that. That's who the album was intended for as well. Mm-hmm. And to see us just be so free, like, we're dancing, dropping it low, shaking it wide. We don't think about getting flinched or getting beaten up, child. We just enjoyed ourselves yesterday.
Can I mention something as
Go on.
I used the male's toilets twice.
Get into that. I heard about it on Twitter TL today.
And it's like, not because it's like, oh, I wanted to, but it's like, I don't know. If it was a normal concert, I wouldn't think of that. But because I felt so comfortable, and it's like, no one's actually watching, everybody makes you feel as comfortable. Like, even when I went to the toilets, one male must be like, oh, do you need help? Like, do you want to tell yourself?
I'm glad it gets to make me proud.
I felt like I was in a family reunion. I was thinking, everyone was
we are a family.
And a giant tree.
Oh my God.
Like, I felt everyone was good vibes.
Yeah.
No one was doing, like, everybody was like, we're here to see one of our favorite artists of all time.
Yeah.
Good vibes. Mm-hmm. Let's just enjoy it. It just felt good. Yeah. Yes. I felt like that was one of my favorite concerts of all time.
I can't lie, I might put it at the top as the first. Because let's get into the time, the duration, because 2.5 hours, 3 hours, I got to the first hour. I said, Mia, we're not done yet. Because that 1 hour alone, if I was to go home, I would have been fed. I would have been happy because it was so, like, overwhelmingly packed.
Breakfast,
how do
lunch,
you start with
dinner.
Dangerously in Love, part two? Is she dumb?
Dangerously
No, you know what it was? It was Flaws and All. I don't listen to Flaws and All.
I haven't heard that in ages.
That's the thing. But hearing it live, I
made me cry
again.
Yeah. Made me cry.
You actually cried.
Because you know why?
Why?
No one's deep in why she picked that song.
Why'd she pick that song?
Looking back at it now with my music head.
Yes.
Fuck,
let's get to the music head. That's why you're here, because listen, you got it.
Flaws and All.
Yeah.
You guys actually accept me for who I am.
Yes. She didn't get emotional herself.
Yeah, because it's like a love letter to you.
Yeah.
This is Beyonce to you.
Yeah.
I love you guys. Thank you for loving me throughout the whole. It felt like, that's what I say, I felt like it was a goodbye. It was like, thank you for being with me for everything.
Is it like how many, 2 decades are solo artists?
Over 20 years.
And then, over with Destiny's Child. Yeah, it's true.
Like she said, thank you for being there. And no one's even deeper. One of the visuals, I think, is during the second act, before America has a problem. When it's the mind control one, and said, I'm not a robot.
Yes!
And she shows, like, images of her when being younger, with her Solange, and all of her talent shows. She's showing us, like, I've been working.
Listen.
And, you know, as much as you want so much for me, I'm still a human being. So that, I just came back and thought about the first couple of songs that she performed. Like, Flaws and All, I'm just like, she said, I'm human, and thank you for being there for me.
I agree.
That was literally like, Love y'all.
Oh my God. And can I just say, I'm gonna say to the end, but I'm saying it now. Mm-hmm. I don't want to hear any comparisons to Beyonce's name again. Because
if you dare.
What?
If you dare.
No, that woman's mic was on throughout. Huh. It was hot. I feel like just no, she was on, the mic was just there. The mic was just there. She was on.
We all looked at each other, we're like this.
We're like, what? No, the mouth said, what? What? Huh? The confusion.
I witnessed the mouth. Her mouth was moving. Mike was
my chest. I've got chills all over again. I'm getting chills all over again. That's why I said it has to be more than one time affair, because what?
Let's talk about the Tina Turner tribute.
Do I love you? My oh my. No, it is that low register. Like, she gets to the root of her register, honey.
You know, I had goosebumps. I said, mm-hmm. Why does she... She literally transformed the song to a different type.
Yeah. And that's an artist. And
you know why as well?
Why?
Tina passed away last week.
Yes.
It wasn't before. Like, she literally... Yeah. That's why I said, I'm scared of this woman.
No, the fact that she actually fought that last minute, of course, you don't know when she's going to pass away. So to do that and give us that... No, I said, I didn't recognize that at first. I saw the video before our dates, and I was like, wait, what song is this? She, and then when she started singing the chorus, yeah. I said, oh.
When she performed it the first day on Monday, mm-hmm. I started singing with her. The guy next to me did this. Oh, you got an old soul. I said, baby.
That's Auntie Tina, baby. Baby, God, that's her song.
That is Tina. And two, I love my mother. That's my grandmother. The grandmother, the baby. The grandmother, the baby. As in, Your phone was a joke. When I told you, I'm me versus Beyonce, that's the grandma of the baby.
The grandma of the baby.
Yeah, you thought Tina was just...
That is the queen of rock, baby. Rock and roll.
You know, when I heard that news, I jumped on the floor. We was all in the green jacket.
No, I said, hey! No, we were in the middle of a conversation.
No, I don't even laugh. That was an iconic day.
Yes!
We was on face off for the whole day.
Tell them what you think. Yeah,
okay, we witnessed some couple stuff. I'm not gonna disclose what it was.
Oh yeah. I was for something else. Yes.
Yeah.
But that day too, they tried me, but it's okay.
Oh my god. Okay. Then we just saw the news. I said, oh my god, oh my god.
No, I thought it was a dream. I said, this is a nightmare. Not even a dream, this is a nightmare.
You know, I went to my notes and I said, God.
You took me I should
have
been laughing.
I said, no, I'm being so serious.
He's a god.
God. I told everyone, there's a couple artists I really want to meet if they pass away. Elton John.
Yeah.
Stevie Wonder.
Yeah.
Tina was one of them.
Yes.
Prince was one of them. Michael was one of them. Janet.
We need to pray for Janet. Jamie Foxx too. The news that I was hearing recently, I said, this is God, please. God, please.
Babe,
do your wonders.
I want to meet Jill Scott. There's so many people queen. That kind of like soundtracks to my life.
Yes.
So when I saw Tina, I said, baby, I just was watching literally What's Love Got to Do with It. Literally, I was watching it. I said, no.
That documentary as well was actually very beautiful. I watched it after, unfortunately. I watched it after the past. I said, wow.
You know what? What made me upset was when she passed away, when people was making tweets of her comments in the past about the black community. Listen, I didn't take it as insults.
Yeah,
my one is like, she's been hurt by the community.
To the core.
Multiple times. She literally opened up about her abuse. Mm-hmm. And from rappers to everyone making jokes about it. Like, it's got Eat a Cake anime.
Yeah.
Or... to like Ike and Turner, trying to make her story about abuse into a joke.
A joke.
Or come and
that's
banter.
Why I said, even if she hated us, it's well deserved.
Listen,
Mama. I understand because Mama. The references is not even in the space to bring awareness, it's to make a mockery of it.
Sorry, if it was anyone else in the situation, we'll be next to Piers Morgan.
Yes.
Saying that, I said, I hate them blacks. And yeah, I said what I said.
I remember what I said. Listen, nothing you can do about it.
Sorry.
Beyonce.
I thought so.
No, but as you said, that tribute was so beautiful. Like, it felt like gospel. I feel like even throughout the night, I was getting like gospel energy. Like, even though it's not gospel music.
Can we talk about the gospel part with Church Girl?
No, listen, Mimi was ready for Church Girl from the start. Guys. And you know, I got into the Church Girl high very late. Listen, when I first listened to Albert, I said, what is this? But once it hit me, like, I listened to the lyrics properly and then the vocal delivery, the sampling, I said,
you know why?
I get it.
Because you know why? Because I'm a gospel head, isn't it?
Yes.
Forget about the music right now.
Let's get into it.
I really love 80s, 70s gospel. Mm-hmm. Like the Clark Sisters.
Yes.
Obsessed. If you haven't watched their mini film, it was on BET. It's like four parts.
I need to watch that.
Oh, cried for days and nights. Yeah. I genuinely love the Clark Sisters. If you understand harmonies and riffs and all that stuff.
Yes.
Karen?
Yes.
Karen Clark. Karen Clark Shields, don't play my mama. As in, if you understand vocals, I told everyone, you guys are lucky I can't sing. If I could sing, I'd be a fucking
vocals, fucking... yeah. That's why she's a blogger. She's a blogger in music, okay? Not a vocalist in music.
I want to be a problem. So when I found out she sampled the Clark Sisters Twinkie song, I said to myself, mama.
It was well sampled as well.
What? God. Shout out to No ID. Yeah. That man, obsessed. Mm. And the lyrics. I've been down.
Feel
like I move mountains.
What?
Wow. I want everybody to get this body. I want to go on this spot. I want to love on me. Nobody can judge me but me.
And it is the production. Live, look, let's get to the band. The band. First of all, those men that she's incorporating into her team. Mama. Dancers and the guitarists.
I was for the DMs. I said, I'm going
to
DM y'all. If
they're queer, make sure you bring them to this. Because what? That band.
It was insane.
It was when they did Cuff It. When did they Cuff It?
Who?
It really...
Dun, dun, dun.
Oh. Boom, boom, boom. Dun, dun, dun. What did you do?
Wiggle.
No, I even joined them as if I was part of the thingy.
What should
it? Like, I wanted to be in that experience. I wanted to be on that stage. Of air.
I looked at them and I was like, this.
Listen, like, how dare you? How dare you dare me? What?
You know what? You know what song I'm obsessed with now?
What?
Break My Soul.
Know what? I didn't get that song.
The remix?
Ooh!
I said, oh my God.
I said, love, die, hater. I ain't gonna do that. But I still sang of her anyway. I love my hater. But
I said, mommy.
When she came to our set, let's get into this. There's so much to talk about. Oh my God. Let's get to Club Renaissance. That experience of being in Club Renaissance. Let's get into you first, because you experienced the media side, isn't it? And then you experienced Club. What was the difference for you in that experience?
Media size, I literally witnessed the whole stage. Yes. So I seen it it was just like you see everything.
Yes.
And you know
what? The background.
You just sit down. Sitting down was underrated. It was underrated. But Club Rennie now, child.
It was a party.
When she said club,
mm-hmm.
No said, pew, cap. Pew, pew, you know, it pew. Felt like, it didn't feel like a concert. It felt like we're literally in a living room with all your friends playing your favorite, and bear in mind, Beyonce comes in and out.
God.
That's what it feels like.
When she came around, listen, the video's on my Instagram. I said, I don't
know what I looked eyes for 2 seconds.
Yeah, listen.
I did this. I said, I can see clearer. Listen. This is red.
Spectators who? This is Vision Express what?
I said, Mama. I want to know who
I'm
done.
So proud of. Yeah.
That hair was
bouncing. The volume.
I was
a hairdresser, so
I looked at my hair. I did this.
No, you said.
Stop. I ain't ready yet. Let me fix my hair.
Oh my God.
Man, I said no.
Beyonce. You're like, Club Renaissance, I don't regret it. That was every money that I spent. It was 370, whatever. Well spent. Listen, well spent.
That was worth every single penny.
Honestly. And experiencing it with you.
I was so happy. When it was your first time with Beyonce, I said, you know what? Just take it in.
That's what it was. When my phone died, I said, beautiful. Go, let's die.
Like, because I remember my first time meeting...
What was your first show, actually?
My first show was Formation.
Oh, God. I once got one so bad. That box where it was going around, I loved it.
I used Mustard Finance.
I would too, to be honest. I would use my student finance. You're not alone in there. I would have done the same thing.
And that day... Funny enough, the first time I met, Jesus Christ, as you know, first time I watched Beyonce live, I was with my friend Janelle.
Mm-hmm.
And funny enough, when I went to the first day this week, I bumped into her.
Oh, full circle.
I said, Mom. And I think what made me, I cried the first day.
Yes.
It was a touching moment for me because it's like, oh my gosh, my first ever job ever. Was at Tottenham Stadium. I was, you know the people in the bars, like giving the drink. That was me. That was my first show when I was 16. So, literally.
So where we basically were when I met you was where you worked.
Literally,
God, come and see Jesus. What testimony?
Just for complex, shout out to JP. Just shouting at me, say, oh, do you want to do a coverage on this? I said, oh my God, something that I love to do.
So it's out today. I'll put a link in the episode description as well. Don't worry, we'll put it all in there. You know, go and read it. Click on it.
So. So shout out me to Vol, like, something that I love. for someone that basically is one of the reasons why I love music. Why am I getting emotional right now?
I was saying yesterday as well, I was like, there'll be no The Cat Man Show about Beyonce.
No.
There's no way that we could be here right now about Beyonce. Because no. She's the earliest memory of music for me. Like, what? Destiny's Child, Dan, Crazy in Love?
Ask my mum. The Holy Trinity was me. Was Britney, Pink, and Beyonce.
That's taste right there. That's taste.
You could tell me nothing.
Nada.
I said, when we was kids, me and my sisters, who's Beyonce? Me.
And then who were they? Who was Kenny? Was Michelle?
Kenny, Michelle. I love them both, but pick one of them. But please, like, just to see her live and just to do work, I'm just like,
yes,
yo,
yeah,
is this real?
Yeah,
it was.
And that's what it was. I was like, first of all, I said Beyonce is real. No, because I bear my, as I said, on my screen, on my life, to see her in person. And first of all, she is beautiful. When they zoomed into her face, I said, God, I'm not worthy.
You know,
I'm not wearing it right now.
Face card never declined.
My God. Oh, we're going to eat it, baby.
Eat it. I said, wow.
And then the fashions. What was your favorite look from the Renaissance show?
Well, birthdays.
Yeah, so you guys get to birthdays.
Oh, I was so obsessed when she bought the B. The B look.
When she went back, isn't it? Yes.
I said, Mama, you know.
She answered the assignment.
Learn that. Okay, cool. Then the blue dress on the first day in London, blue suits her skin complexion so much.
Beautiful.
Also, I'm obsessed with the Break My Soul, that green type of floral.
Yes, the way the wind blows on it as well.
She's just, I can't lie to you, she's one of the prettiest people I've ever seen in my entire life. Yeah. It's going to sound like, oh yeah, no, like, generally, I feel like cameras don't give her justice.
But when it comes to her beauty, her talent, her vocals, I don't think videos, even what we see from the Grammys or award shows, none of it does justice. That woman is stunning.
No.
Unbelievably so. It's what I like. I feel when the first show happened in Sweden, people were like, oh, is that her? Is it a hologram? It's her. Breathtakingly beautiful.
Can we talk about one moment that
Let's get into it.
Come on. Alien Superstar.
This is just...
Guys, the way I was jumping,
Yeah. It was a club. Literally, we were jumping up and down.
I was speechless.
Yeah.
I can't lie to you. That project, 10 out of 10.
I think it made me love Renaissance even more.
But the thing, this is what I will never understand. I will never understand. I will never understand. Yeah, it's going to sound very problematic, what I'm going to say. But this is her thriller.
Yeah.
Every song is a banger.
I agree.
It doesn't make sense.
I agree. So the only song that I struggled with was Church Girl. Now that I love Church Girl, every song I love.
But I was, you know, it's for me, as a Beehive, I understood why you guys are struggling. But if B-Day was your favorite album, you'll love Church Girl straight away. Because when she put Get Me Body, I said, thank you. You understand the assignment. Because that's literally the same for
basically.
We are getting what? Come on, let's get. Literally. And I feel like, because there was no visuals, it was hard to grasp that.
Do you think the visual would have helped people in general understand the album more?
Yes, but she didn't want that to happen. She said
she wanted it to be loved authentically, and music, those that get it will get it, basically.
Love the music. And more time, people forgetting. I even found, Sony made a tweet, Sony said, Michael Jackson released Thriller, but he released the music video a year after.
You know what? We cannot rush greatness.
I said...
We cannot rush greatness.
And that was one of the most iconic music videos ever.
Like, we still reference to this day. Yeah,
so I feel true. Like with her, she's like...
Yeah. Like, when it comes, we'll appreciate it, we will love
and
it.
And music... And the way this music industry is very fast-paced. Roll out, music video, boom, boom, boom.
Wow.
2 months later, okay, cool, calm.
Yeah.
You know what? No... And I don't know why I'm dragging my good sis.
Who?
We don't talk about Adele.
Adele,
sorry, baby. And trust me, I love that fake album. I love it too. But that was her most fast-paced album.
Do you know what? That album, I'm surprised at how it just went into a conversation. Like, because no one refers to it anymore.
Because the industry is so fast-paced.
Yeah.
So fast-paced. Yeah. That shows you where we're at in the scene.
Yeah.
So that's what I understand people like the Beyoncé's, the Frank Ocean's, Solange's, don't want to release music. They want to figure it out. You don't appreciate
it. You need to actually take it in and appreciate the time that's put into it. Because you can feel the time put into it.
Plus COVID messed it up. It's like we're very much now. I feel like this is the first year now we're like we're outside properly.
Yes, I agree.
There's no fear of like it's very much we're outside.
Yeah.
So I feel like she might give us visuals probably the end of this year or next year.
Yeah. I'm here for it, child. Let us get into the set list. We're going to get to the set list. Listen, I've got the set list from Sweden, but I know where she put me, so whatever.
Yeah.
So let's start off with, what is it? The opener, so called Dangerously in Love. So I'm going to go through each one separately and then we get into our thoughts. So Dangerously in Love 2, Flaws and All, One Plus Them One. Gosh.
Okay. Let's talk about the album full.
Yeah. Listen.
I tell people that's best album.
Yeah. Come on, high five, baby.
Baby. Wow.
Don't motherfucking play.
Best baby. Album. And I tell people all the time that, no, you know why full so underrated? This is during the David Guetta era.
Yeah, yeah.
Everyone wants to do music. Ooh. And she said, I'm going to do R&B.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. I agree. I said it on another podcast. I said, when I was working for NME for like work experience, I saw the review for Beyonce's full album. I couldn't believe it. They said 2 out of 5. I said, your mother 2 out of 5. Your father 1 out of 5. Your mom and dad can share one.
Love on top. Countdown.
What?
Party.
I said, why is NME reviewing in the first place? You don't belong here. First
no,
of all.
Sorry.
No, I was thinking, but no, that album is
a classic.
Flawless.
No.
Flawless. That is a flawless.
Okay,
album.
How did I react when she performed with Rather Die Young?
Oh, listen. The video. We've got a video. We've got a video. When I tell you, I lost my shit. I
will you be the death for me.
I did this.
Ah! I said, she never performs this!
The headphone listeners are gonna suffer. Listen.
She never performs this.
I said, rather die young
to live my life with her. I'd rather not live. Hey, oh
no, the dramatic of that song now is us. Like, we're cancer. This is made for us.
No, because I will actually die.
But listen.
Kill me, and that's fine. And I'm good. Because I'd rather die young to live my life without you.
What? Beyonce.
What she performed that? I said, you cheeky bitch. You cheeky bitch, honestly. You know she's lucky she didn't perform Dance For You.
You know what? We're going to get into songs that we wish she added, because there are some songs that I wish she added.
You know what? I'm low-key beefing her, though.
For what?
Drunk In Love.
But you know what? I think with the Tina Turner and that together, I don't think it would have worked, yeah. Because you know there's an uncle's verse about the you know what? I feel like...
I know. I understand. But I don't
The headphones are going to suffer today. I agree with you on that.
And Sweden,
yeah.
See you in jail.
They fucked it up.
You ruined it for everybody. You ruined it for everybody. You ruined it.
See you in jail.
See you in jail, bitch. Y'all just killing me.
I'm dead. I am so dead. But back to the set list, I'm going to say it us. So I'm going down, right? I'm going down to an I Care. Oh, God. I Care.
I know you don't care too much, but I still la 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 baby la 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 la.
Ooh,
la, la,
la.
Well, I care.
Full,
yeah, and that's thank you.
Yeah, that was an amazing.
And this
opener
is why Blue Ivy will be always iconic to me.
Yeah,
mommy
yeah
was pregnant with you. She, mommy was giving you us the hits.
God, it was transferring in there. It was transferring like that. You know, while she was singing, it was going there. Wah, wah,
don't
wah.
Don't diss my niece.
No,
my
but
niece.
What do you think about her opening for herself? For this show.
Yeah. She is the moment.
Yeah.
No one.
Yeah.
No one is better than original.
Nah.
See you in jail. See you in jail. See you in jail.
You're so silly.
No, but see you in jail.
No, see you in your jail.
Because.
I agree.
Who?
I agree. Whomst.
Who?
Whomst.
Who? Who that?
Anyway, next one. So that was the opening. And to be honest, I can't imagine anyone opening for her than her. With what we got, it made sense.
In this, in who?
Nah, because they were saying some names, and I love those names, but
who?
Bring One Way, I get it.
I get it.
They said a group, I don't want to say the name, but I don't think they would've been ready.
They're not ready.
They're not ready for that.
It's too much.
Because with what we got, I don't
they
think.
They shouldn't.
Even though that's closest
Big moment,
to it, wasn't ready.
They're not ready yet.
Yeah, not ready yet.
They're not ready.
That was an insult. When they experienced it, they were seeing Sha. Then we had the Renaissance segments with.
Let's start this.
It's not the diamonds.
Oh, God.
It's not the pearls.
Do you know why?
Well, you are what? I'm that girl. You're I'm that girl.
That's
how you know we've got the album.
When I was at this, no, it is, deep it. Thank you for, deep it. She started like this. Oh, I love you guys. Yeah. Thank you for loving me. Da, da, da. Okay, let's go back.
Then she chose violence.
She said, I'm that girl.
It was a reminder.
You guys love me because you know why? No one's better than original. Because you know why? See you in
jail.
And that's what I have to say.
Why we like this? So, yes, I'm that girl then Cozy. Oh my God. I love Cozy. That's my favorite, you know.
Cozy in my skin.
And not the ending. She took it up to her and said, Cozy in my skin.
No one, and this is what I hate with everyone, not deep in the vocals, because the
like,
range.
I felt it, because I loved it on the original, and I heard you do it, like, I said, no, fuck you. I said, fuck you. How can you do this to me? Like, my chest. Like, I said, Cozy.
Cozy.
And then she said,
so Cozy.
Yes.
They love me.
And can I say, which is one of one in Alien Superstar, self-awareness. It's good to know yourself, because no one can tell you about yourself other than her. She knows she's that girl. She knows she's one of one. I feel like she was really affirming herself on this album, and it makes sense.
You can't wait for affirmations. She said, "I have nothing to prove."
God bless you. If you don't like it, God bless you.
I have nothing to prove. I don't want to talk about my private life. I don't talk about my kids.
I just want to live
my
life.
Husband. I don't want
and it translated on the stage.
I just want to let you know, I've worked my ass off, and you know what?
We don't give her props enough. It actually angers me because
don't give me my flowers. Yeah. I am the flower.
She can pick what she wants to be.
That's what she said. I'm the flower.
I'm the flower. And wait, when you think about the Renaissance look, is it flowers? What is the print?
It was silver. It was silver.
No,
sequence.
Like the next one, the Break My Soul one.
Oh, it was like a floral type of.
That's the flowers right there. She's wearing the flower that she used to. That's the flowers.
That's
right
the flowers,
there.
Mama.
Listen, but they're cozy.
To
Alien Superstar. That's when I lost it. That's when the losation,
I was screaming. I said, I can fly right now.
First of all, that song live, the production live.
Yeah, I feel like out of all the songs from that album, Church Girl and Alien Superstar, I related the most. I said to myself,
Yeah.
I'm one of one.
God, it's beautiful.
I'm not the one. I'm the only one.
She did Lift Off right as well, isn't it? Yeah. No, let's get to Sweet Dreams before. She did Sweet Dreams. Okay, I'm angry that she teased Sweet Dreams, but she didn't do it. She did.
Let me just
get into that. Sweet.
Let me say something.
Go on.
This album is literally the true. Is the leaves.
Yes.
Is the flowers.
Yeah.
Because it just shows us the foundation has really been set in stone.
Yeah.
Because the way she can relate it back to any of her throwback
that
songs.
That is it, though. I think even the album, though, you can actually, even when it gets to like roots. Virgo's Groove and Plastic Sofa, I get why she put Speechless with Plastic Sofa. I'm not saying Virgo's Groove. Because I get the first album, I get Dangerously in Love.
Because that's what I'm saying. I want the old Beyonce, but I said this, you're not listening.
Like, she's actually incorporated throughout.
The DNA is ready there.
You can get everything you want on that album.
You know this album, yeah, it's gonna sound very, very mad. It is I'm Sasha Fierce mixed with B-Day.
Yeah, a sprinkle of Dangerously in Love.
Yeah. This is sprinkle.
Sprinkle.
The little ha of self-titled.
Yes.
A little of lemonade.
Yes.
Oh my God. Maybe. And she said, and this is me. This
maybe.
Is literally me.
Maybe.
It's not. You know, it's okay, for me, the way I can relate to it, yeah.
Yes.
For my girls, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Full face of makeup,
yes.
Right? It doesn't come overnight, right? You first learn to do mascara.
Yeah.
After mascara, yes. Eyeliner. Yeah. Me, I always need to do eyeliner since I was like, 14 years
so
old. I can do it
I'm
my
not
sleep.
Niche, I'm true to this.
You get it? Cool. Mm-hmm. You start learning how to do eyebrows.
Yeah.
You know, the highlight eyebrows.
It's just gradual.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
It's like, foundation shade. Oh,
yeah.
Summer foundation.
Yes.
Winter foundation.
Yes.
Oh, highlight.
And then the blush.
Contour. Oh, no. Bronzer. Oh, okay, cool. And then the highlight.
And listen, when it comes to your beat, let's get to your beat.
I did this in 10 minutes, you know.
God, no.
Lip liner.
I said, you're not new to this, you're true to this. That's right.
Because you know I'm that girl.
Your dad, yeah. So then it did Lift Off. Now it went to the motherboard segment. We get into coffee. And that's when they...
What? Can we just talk about her inspiration, Michael Jackson? Michael, R.I.P.
And this is how you learn from someone, but you make it your own. People are learning and just doing copy and paste. There's no edit. There's no. When you put on turn it in now, it's going to be 100%.
And
then you're going to fail the exam.
You know what? I get so sick and motherfucking tired.
What?
Oh, Chris Brown. One flip. The same.
Michael
Jackson. I want to hear from the music. No,
I want to hear him raw. Take with the auto-tune.
I want to hear him raw.
Beyonce did not miss a motherfucking
beat,
note.
Baby. Mm,
everything.
Don't play with it.
Wake up, flawless. She was talking about her voice as well. When she woke up, the voice was flawless too.
Mic was on.
No, I feel like it goes be. I feel like her, she was chewing the mic. The mic. It was the mic versus Beyonce, and the mic lost. Beyonce won.
Every single time.
What?
You know what's scaring me? My voice was gone and I was there the day before.
This morning I woke up, I said, how is she going to do this again? And then again. And then again. And then she's not even like the US leg. Hey, Beyonce.
She's not really.
The woman that you are, she is exactly what she thinks she is. Like, no, you know, I don't want to hear anyone.
You know what warms my heart? What? Yeah. Is that seeing her dad in a crowd on Monday.
Mm, oh, he was in the crowd.
Yeah, Tina was there, Jay-Z, obviously Blue coming out.
Yes.
And it's just like, oh my God. I don't know. For me, it must be mind-blowing. Mm-hmm. Her dad witnessing this because you actually invested in
like
this
dream. Like, you actually believed in this. Some parents don't believe in their children. You believed enough to push her and the girls
Just to cover that. Yes. A different country seeing your firstborn.
Like, she was a boy here.
Till this day.
God.
Do you think
she's... And this decade's in. Some people can't even last
She's
year.
Basically the same age that you basically started investing in her. And she's doing... Bringing your grandbaby.
My God.
Oh, hey! My God. No, anyway,
Then she did energy. Oh, my God.
Khalees, I want to talk to you real quick. I understand your beef with Pharrell. I understand it. I agree. As if I was Khalees, fuck Pharrell. As me, I don't know that man.
I have heard story. And I was watching Tiana Taylor's interview with Angie Martinez. I'm hearing a common pattern of these men not protecting women. So I get Khalees.
Baby, you don't want Khalees' issues.
You don't start this conversation with me like that. They do not protect.
I know.
We hear too many stories. Like, it goes decades, like, of different people.
I was upset about with Khalees is like, I don't know the access she had with Beyonce, but you could have just communicated that.
Yeah.
Rather than, because the thing is, your problem was with Pharrell. Mm-hmm. People made a situation between you and Beyonce. And this is why I hate when females in the industry instantly
make it about them instead of the people.
When it's actually a bigger cause. It's the man. The man is the problem. Yeah. Why is it me? Why can't it be me?
Yeah.
What the hell did I do?
It's unfortunate because that. La, la, la.
Oh. La, 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 la. Come on, Khalees. I miss it.
No, need to negotiate. Just say, I'm sorry, whatever, and just bless it because.
You know what I mean?
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Anyway, break my soul. It's just, that is just beautiful.
That song, I understand why it was the first single.
She looks so free. I just go, da-da-da-da.
This is the first time I feel like I actually witnessed Beyonce having fun.
She had.
It's not like her being ahead. She's literally having fun.
Yeah.
I've seen different videos of her doing different reactions of it.
Yeah.
One time she could be, I'm thinking, you're having fun, mama. You're having fun, sweetie.
And then the dancers as well.
Honey.
No.
Balenciaga.
Yeah.
Let's get to Halle Balenciaga.
Baby. The babe that you are too. Listen, we love you. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Wow. Wow, indeed.
Wow, indeed. No. I'm just like, even the twins, I'm just like.
You know what? They have come a long way. They have come a long motherfucking way.
Looking at them like.
Yeah. A journey.
I'm gagged.
Gagged.
Oh, so what's your thoughts? One question. What's your thoughts about the Ashley situation?
So I've heard bits and bobs. What is the story? Did she betray Beyonce? I've heard different bits and bobs, but I don't know.
Yeah, I saw that.
Like some shady comments.
That she started liking shady comments about.
Yeah, I heard about Beyonce. That part.
But my thing is, what I can see, because I don't know the situation behind closed doors, is the sense of entitlement.
Yeah, I am seeing that in the comments. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What I can see, because it's like, because she didn't make you be the head coach again and made you basically retrain yourself to prove that you're entitled, like, oh, why?
Mm. Yeah. A mess. But Listen, I love that she's actually incorporating men as well, and the gay men as well. I feel like it just made so much sense.
Yeah, but it's for Uncle Johnny.
So, next up, we've got the Uplands segment. Formation.
That song still has...
That song live is insane. I knew that it was live, insane watching it on the videos, but seeing it live... Boom, 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 boom. I see it, I want it. What?
When I saw the hats, there's
yeah.
This, I said, yeah. Oh my God.
And I love red, it's my favorite color as well. So
I said, come just on, Luminati. Luminati.
She's told your haters, Connie, with that Illuminati.
Come on, baby.
Then Diva. Oh.
That song,
yeah. Yeah. Timeless.
What you say?
That reminds me of the iPod days. That's iPod days. Yeah.
What you say?
Hey, what she say? Hey. And she's incorporating little Diva as well. Yeah.
I said, that's my mother.
I said, she's that girl.
Come on.
She's that girl. Mm-hmm. So out of that, we got Run the World. And Run the World, yeah, that's a song that I don't play on my own accord. Really? But when it's live, I can watch it or and experience it in person.
You know, that was the first time I performed that song in front of my whole school.
No, you perform. Why can I envision that? I can see that.
I think it's a video on YouTube.
Oh, I need to see that. Send me the link. I might incorporate it in the video.
It's actually a video of me on YouTube.
I want to see that. Is it sent to me?
Dancing.
Oh,
like
my God. Then we went to Omar Blackness with My Power. There was no Blue Ivy this time around, but it's okay. She had to rest, you know.
That's money. So
yeah, you know, you can see, isn't it? That's money. So how was it seeing Blue do her part, of course, of My Power and Black Parade?
You can see that video of me shouting. I said, y'all motherfuckers chat shit on my knees.
She is 11.
What breaks my heart? What? I don't know. I feel like I'm very sensitive when it comes to kids.
No, I get it. Like, no, it's fair.
It's like, I don't know. I feel like I always see any type of kids. I always see myself in them. It's like, I'm very much sensitive. Mm-hmm, like, mm-hmm. So I've seen her perform. It's when she did this and I saw her hands shaking.
Yes. Yeah.
I wanted to vomit blood.
Because no matter who your mama is, no matter how much you rehearse, you're a human being. Like, going to feel the net. And that's a child on top of being a human being.
I just want
to
give her a hug. Yeah. I said, I'm really hoping and praying she didn't see any of these comments.
I hope that she's been protected from socials in general, because they started this from early.
From when she was in the womb.
She was not there. Till now. So we don't need
And I just, you know, it's like, when it comes to social media hate, what I've experienced is just a little bit. It's so sad, because it's like, so imagine it as a kid, and you don't even, I just want to give her a hug. Once she did this, I saw a shake, I said this.
Yeah.
Oh my.
Yeah.
At least she did this. Oh my God.
Yeah. I get it.
I told everyone, chat share my money. Yeah, I'm going to fuck you up.
Yeah.
It's true. She doesn't do nothing.
Yeah.
Chat share, I will fuck you up. And I'll send you to the police. See you in jail.
No, this is the next. See you in jail.
As in, you're going to jail.
So then My Power, get loose. No, I love the choreo so much. Then Black Parade. That is again another song that on my own accord would I listen to, but I am gonna play it now because of this show. Oh my God. That is beautiful.
It's cute.
Beautiful. Then Savage Remix. She's gonna bring out Megan for Houston. It's only right.
I'm so angry.
Why? You need to be there. You need to go to Houston. I think if we can, Patterson Tilly, we need to go to Houston. I think it's the 4th of September.
I think that's during her birthday, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, I need to go. For Club Rennie.
I might just go get a lot of drinking.
Free cake.
You know what? I watch it on Instagram. That's okay. Because I ain't got there yet. I ain't got there.
You invite us.
That'd be amazing. I love you. Listen, love guy. Well, Beyonce fans. Whatever.
That's a free cake.
So... From Black, oh sorry, Savage Remix to Yonce. We went into cell titles
on the beat, and the beat got sicker.
Yonce, y'all,
and his mouth like,
hey. Then Partition. Listen, Partition is my Harlem anthem. Like, I feel like a total slag. Not a bit of a slag, a total slag.
I know if Jay-Z was there thinking, this bitch. I don't care if I was
because the lyrics in there. Now we come to yourself, another one that you love, baby. And I think that's probably my favorite section, the anointed. When I saw anointed, I said hallelujah.
Okay, cool. Let's talk about how she entered it with Higher.
Yeah.
Obviously, you sampled with the Clark sisters.
Yeah.
You guys need to be on game.
No, she's so smart.
Please. Higher basically means eternal life in Hebrew.
Yeah.
They said
education.
They said higher. It means eternal life in Hebrew. That's how they say it. Yes. So eternal life. Then obviously it goes into church, girl.
Yeah.
So eternal life, basically live your life the way you want to live your life. Mm-hmm. Obviously that's what she said. Cool, say in church, girl.
Yeah.
Then obviously what other song? What should they?
So after church, girl, I've got Get Me Bodied.
Is that? It's just be no. She's basically trying to. That segment is like for people that have self doubt.
Yes.
Also people that have like. People telling them what to do, or what to be.
Yeah. Like, it's just to let loose just and let just live loose, for you.
Live for you. Yeah. I feel like that is a sensitive topic for me because, like, oh, goddamn.
We see each other.
Mama.
We see each other.
Mommy and daddy want you to do this and da 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 da. This that, blah, blah, blah. Listen. Just be. Anything is.
And I think that's what touched me with this segment and as a whole. It's just. You, she's a reflection of what she's preaching as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I agree with you on that 100%.
And two, we can be. We people from the LGBT community plus and other people in other communities can still go back to their religion. I feel like they like to separate the two.
When
like,
we I was forced to.
But I hate that for you. Especially when it comes to house music. It's literally from gospel. Yeah. Like, all our favorite. Yeah. Like, it's literally it's from there. So why are we separate? I feel like she's trying to give us a point of, you don't need to separate the two.
At all.
You don't. All.
No, I just love it so much.
Don't do that to my
Let's get into Before I Let Go. And how that's now become the UK song.
No, okay, cool. I was so confused.
Let's get into the first night.
I was so confused because when I saw Paris, it was Love on Top.
Yes.
And Bess was like, oh, good girl. Yeah. You was like, doing you're the
louder. Yeah.
So Before I Let Go, the first day I went, it was all singing. Before I Let You Go. Yeah. She was singing and she stopped. She did this. And we're like, ah.
Yeah.
Like,
I think she was shocked.
She was thinking, all these white people in London. Oh my.
No, it
she
was beautiful.
But you know what it is? It just shows us, I don't care what no one says, you can't predict nothing in London.
No, you can't predict us. No.
And I thought she was shocked because it's such a soulful American song.
Yeah.
Like, this is like barbecue music.
And
the
way we
were
singing it as a group.
Because you know why? We want to let go. Cost of living is too much. It's too much.
It's killing us, y'all. It's killing us.
I want to let go.
It's killing us.
What? It's where we said,
beautiful.
She literally, even the dancers did this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, and I love how each country or city has their signature song.
Yeah. And I can't lie to you, our school assemblies prepared us for this moment because the way we can sit together in unison. But let's get into before Love on Top, Rather Die Young. Because Rather Die Young... That is a song that has hit myself from when 4. That was the standout song for me on 4. From that 2013, 14, whatever.
It was one of my favourite songs from the album. And I feel like, oh, no one really likes it.
And I forgot that was on the set list. So hearing it, I said, oh my God. I think we started shouting, shit. Generally, I forgot. So people say, oh, spoilers. I realised that even if you've seen it, you're going to forget it in real time. Because there's a flow that we don't see in these videos. It's all short. So when she started... I didn't recognize it because how they changed the whole arrangement. I said, fuck me sideways and call me Bob. What? What?
I said, I was, I'm happy that I witnessed that live. I can't lie to you. I'm happy I witnessed that live. I'm just so happy
to be here to talk about it. Like, I'm just smiling.
She finished.
But it's such a beautiful R&B song. What? That is R&B Beyonce. That is R&B and Beyonce. Basically. But that's Rather Die Young. The Love on Top / I Want You Back. She will always do that. I mean, that's the staple in a
that's a tribute to Michael J.
And again, we sang together. Listen, my throat, at that point, it was giving up. I was like, I was struggling.
Her voice was gone.
Finish. What? Then crazy. She took us to the beginning of her
You know, that's something that I hate about Beyonce.
What?
It's like... You know, Dangerous Love, like, no, Crazy in Love does something to our spirit. So when I...
One, two, three, four!
I did this.
No, I forgot that's part of her catalogue. She did it. I said, woohoo! I said, that took me back to that time. I said, shit, 2003.
Her CV is strong. Her CV is too strong.
That's it. That is it. I got Plastic Off the Sofa. And she just, she's come up and she's laying there in the shower. She's a little mermaid 2.0. She said her own version.
She said, Hurley, sit down. I'm the mother.
But I'm not thinking about it. Yourself around me. Yourself around me. But you were the perfect for this episode. You were so perfect for this episode, man. But, nah, it is so beautiful.
That song was heavy. Like, you know what it is?
I come, I'm single. That song said, don't be single.
No, no, that song said, Mini, you're creating your first child to this song. That's what I know. I'm going to create my first baby to that song.
What?
I know, if I had sex to this song, I'm creating the child.
Yeah, baby, listen, no pull out.
That song.
What?
It's the way you,
oh my, it's when she goes to that love register again. Her love register is just so rich.
It's the way you that you are me, baby. I like you, baby. Wow.
The vocals. Wow. And I can't lie, even on the album, it going into Virgo's groove, experiencing it live.
I'm a Virgo rising. I said, who's the Virgo? I said, I'm a Virgo rising. I'm a Virgo rising. I got Virgo with me, mama.
Virgo's groove. And then the way that she mashed up all the songs. She mashed up
speechless. She did this.
She did what?
She said, say my name. I just added this.
Beyonce, I need to go back tomorrow. Tomorrow I won't be there. I will sleep in the same room again. What?
I said to myself,
I would have done a true crime by not going twice.
Her pen card never declines.
My God. Eat it. Yum. But speaking of, we got Move though. No,
move.
The arrangement for Move.
The way I push people.
Move out of the way, and then the camera goes back. Woo. And then she does it again. Move out of the way. And it says space.
The way I push everyone around me. move.
Yeah, you gotta move.
Move.
Everything you do.
Would it be against you? You gotta move.
Scrap off, make rules.
What?
Oh.
Bouncing. Hey.
Bouncing.
Oh my God.
My girlfriend. Nigerian vibe.
It was a Tesla. Who this girl in the back of the room? And then mash up?
Yeah, and then move your body.
When I did that, I said, oh, Beyonce.
She took us back to my childhood. I said, Beyonce,
if you make a playlist right now.
Yeah, I'm going to break out today, one.
Oh, my
what?
God. No.
Oh, and then.
Okay, cool. Okay, have a moment of silence, please.
Yes.
Okay, let's start. Guys, heated. If I was cold, I was treason. I was shaking. it was chilly. When I heard the heat heated in my body.
No thermals.
When she performed that, I swear all of us all looked at each other and said this.
Yeah, we knew that it was time.
I said, okay.
When I tell you, I lost. My one of us tip on half applause.
10, 10, 10.
That's the one.
Give me face. God. Your face card never declines. My God. Eat it. Mmm, yummy.
Make the really good
stuff. That. See?
Get it on my kitty.
Cool it down, my pretty.
Make a bad bitch glitchy.
Fine.
Nobody living like we ain't got time.
Yeah.
Boom, car. Blast on the ass.
Blast on the ass.
Oh, no, I lost it.
What?
But then wait, I'm serious. Wow. Like, really enjoyed. We had a bit of already as well.
Yeah.
No, she took us back, honey. No, it was beautiful. Then she took out Thick. Oh, how do you think about Thick not being there? Thick, all up in your mind, Dracula. What do you think about that not
because
being there?
Because, Mama, I feel like those are the songs, I wanted to see live.
Yeah.
That's their Thick.
Can I say, Why Don't You Love Me would have been perfect for Renaissance? Why don't you love me?
That's my favorite song
ever.
Tell me, baby, why don't you love me when I made me so damn easy to love, baby.
Because have the Left Twins again, because that was their song. Like, they go crazy together, the three of them, so.
It is. I wish. I don't know where it would be even.
What song?
Dance For You.
I think...
It wouldn't even fit in the... In
because
the
of the flow of Renaissance... You know, it would have fit in Anointed Part 2, so the Plastic of the Sofa, Virgo's Groove, but because of the flow of it, maybe between Virgo's Groove and Move? I think. But then movies up tempo. Like, you know what? I think, yeah, I think that plays women good. Between there. Beyonce, yeah. If you're watching this, oh, but we want to do that for ourselves.
Yeah. You know, okay, cool. Loki, Work It Out could have fit as well. Mm. Cheeky, because that was literally, that was the, if you understand the essence of the album, you know this is basically the blueprint. That's the first strength.
You know
of the
what? I would have taken the Black Parade for more time for these ones.
Because so I'll put on Break My Soul, the way she can submit, Work It Out in a way.
Yeah.
Work It Out.
But not us being visionaries. Come on. Come on, visionaries.
Wait.
What?
Where was Deja Vu?
Up. Oh, ma'am! Bills!
Cause she did Green Light.
Yes, but even mean? The Green Light was not even Green Light till like that. It would be the full like.
Yeah.
I know what she did from the start.
Where was Deja Vu?
That's true. If she just put up for the US leg, I'm gonna go to America.
And I'm fine.
Yeah,
I said
because babe. That would make sense. Again, I think that's what makes sense for Renaissance.
Because I will say, if you think of every single album, okay, Dangerous.
Even Sugar Mama Cut Loud, I put that tattoo. Cause like pimping us basically.
You know what? I was very shocked that she didn't do,
what?
Especially after the whole spark of the song going viral. Signs.
Oh God! Oh! That would be good with Vega, if Vega's Grief. But can I incorporate that somewhere?
Yeah, because it's like. Oh,
but again, time.
Cause
just bear in mind, though,
you know, it's 3 hours.
Yeah,
it's actually 3 hours.
Cause we start a little bit later, isn't it? Yeah. This time around, so yeah.
She actually gave us 3 hours of show. We're being selfish now. You know, we're being greedy.
Then the finale, the mind control, as you mentioned, where you hear ghosts. Oh my God.
What ghosts. That
is phenomenal music.
That's Halloween music, baby. don't play with it.
I've said on here before, I do love some dark music. Even though I don't find a dark person.
You know what it is?
I love the feel.
I love six-inch.
Six-inch heels.
I love dark
That's
Beyonce.
My Ocean Transformation tour. I wish I went for that one.
Oh, baby.
Because that song. Because she's spinning the things in it. She's
spinning.
I want a time travel by formation.
Wow.
Day and night. Oh, God. But then we've got Mind Control of America's a Problem. Now, that's the one I was waiting for. That's
I said.
The editor's going to be laughing. I was editing this episode, by the way. Grime. I love she did the verse as well. She did.
How's you got that deep for me? Deep for me. Hey, wait for me. I love Kendrick's remix now.
You know what?
Ghosting, come on out.
I'm eating my words up. I take my words back. Okay, I get it.
It's
a problem. Emmanuel has a problem.
It was the Ablis. Ghosting. I said
ghosting.
Ghosting. Ghosting. Go. I said all right. I said okay.
What?
Don't play with me.
Then Pure Honey.
It's the Wow.
Check that technique. What?
That's my.
Pure honey blow, and I got to witness a bit of some Renaissance before I left. Check, I had to listen.
Oh, that traffic was too much, Mama. We had
the travelers, the Tottenham, Arsenal. It was getting long. Okay, so I said, Mama, I could love and leave you. I'll see you again on Thursday. That's what I said. But this was a fantastic show. Fantastically, what is the album that resonates with you the most? Or the albums? It's a big one.
That
resonates with you. Like, you feel like it's telling your story, or like maybe takes you back to a particular time. What's the album? That's my last question before we have to go.
This album in full. But B Day is my childhood.
You know what?
B Day is my childhood. Everyone's going, yeah, Deja in Love. I said, yeah, but I feel like the way I connected to Beyonce during B Day.
Yes.
I remember I used to, when my dad bought the computer at home, I used to watch. I watched the Beyonce Experience. Yeah. Sugar Mamas!
I said, when I saw one of the Sugar Mamas, I did this.
I know you! I watched you! I studied you!
No, I love her. I feel like
B-Day... Okay, cool. Destiny's Child is literally the foundation.
Yes, of course.
My love of girl group, my love for R&B music,
girl
power, friendship. That's what Destiny's Child represents to me.
Mm-hmm.
Dangerously in Love was very much of, I'm getting to know Beyonce as the artist by herself, not the person in the girl group. B-Day, was important to me because it gave me the confidence. I felt confident with myself. I don't know. She just gave me like some, it was a superpower type of vibe. Then obviously, I Am Sasha Fierce. Mm-hmm. That's during the whole, well, this is, well, yeah, I'm Such a Fierce. Mm-hmm. That's very much like, I'm a stan.
Yes.
I'm a back my sis.
And then again, the show, the visuals.
Exactly, exactly. Oh, then Fall, that's what I kind of ended
that's
up
being. That's what I feel like I fell in love. Like proper love. I feel like she was opened up more.
I feel like I fell in love with Beyonce, the person.
Yes.
Beyond
the performer.
Yeah, because I was like, what? I was in my teenager years. I was very much like, oh my gosh, I actually understand her. I get her, all of that stuff. Then it was self-titled.
Yeah. That one might be the one that shook me to the core. I missed school for that. Maybe. I missed school.
Also, I was in sixth form when I came in. Like, y'all bitches.
I had a whole A-level to prepare for. And I said, fuck the A-levels.
Fuck that shit. Who cares about this?
Listen, if I get a U, I get a U, baby.
It comes and goes, but Beyonce will stay.
I'm gonna get a B for the Beyonce.
that era was very much of, okay, cool. It was my beginning of, okay, I'm expressing my love for music to people, speaking about it vocally and all that stuff. Then,
and I will say, let me jump in there because I think that's the first I feel like she appeared human to me because I felt like she was scared about that album dropping. I said, you are Beyonce, what are you scared of?
Music, New Music Fridays is because of her. Let's talk about it.
Listen, we're not gonna move right history. That is the history right there. That's her story, basically.
Then, Lemonade taught me about forgiveness.
I don't know if I've reached that part of my life yet, but I support you. I support you, Beyonce, but me.
Nah,
love, I'm gonna hold a grudge.
Nah, love drought till this day. That song, like till this day, like when
I would love to hear that live,
babe. When I watched her Grammy performance when she was pregnant with the twins.
When she went on that chair and back,
I said, "You're stressing me out," but you know what? That ad libs. You will be my mountain. I'm not hold out. Wow. You. Like Love Drought taught me about forgiveness. Even I'm still
we're working progress. We are. We're cancer turning.
Then obviously Lemonade. Then obviously we're here. And I feel like this stage of my life, I'm just celebrating of being who I am.
And it's feeling being free.
This stage of my life, I'm freedom. I'm tired. I'm just want to enjoy. I'm that bitch. I'm confident. I'm happy. I don't care what no one has to say about me. I'm just enjoying the moment. I'm living in the moment.
Yeah.
Literally, I don't.
And that's on Bella, and we're gonna see in a bit. Listen, we're gonna see Bella right after this. Like, it has been an eventful week. But on my albums that I would say, as I said, self-titled again because of the experience, and I would say Be There. But I don't think I realized how much I loved Be There until later. I think it hit me late, you know. I think I wasn't an albums person at that time as well. So I, of course, the singles warmed my heart. But again, Four was the one where it changed it for me. I said, I'm in love with her. To the point that I could upload the artwork because of the song. The songs were just,
obsessed.
That was Renaissance. I said, I can live my best F-word life.
You won't break my soul.
You won't break my soul or my hoe.
Or my hoe. Okay. Both my hoes. Okay.
Mimi, I love you.
I'm obsessed so with you much. And I love you so much, man.
This is long overdue, by the way.
Only no one else can bring me out of my bed. I'm Beyonce. I swear to God. I said,
long overdue. Thank you for being you. Thank you for your gift. Listen, keep on being you. Keep on being amazing. Thank beautiful.
You know, I'm proud of you all the time. You know what? Even when I was at a concert, like a girl must came up to Manny and said, like, you know what? I love your podcast. I'm obsessed with you. And I'm thinking, yes, give him his flowers because you
I feel cold.
No, don't feel cold. You obviously deserve it because you know what it is. People, there's a lot of people in the industry don't have passion for music. They're just doing it for shock factor or clout or you generally have love. You literally said, "All right, cool, go to a concert. Okay, let's just talk about it."
I said, "Same the delivery.
let's just do it quick."
Yes.
Not a lot of people can do that. I'm proud of you, baby. I love you so much.
I love you.
I love you, baby.
I love you, my dear. Cancers! So, come on, crab. Let them know where they can find you. I know they're funny, but those that don't follow you, let them know where they can find your beautiful self.
My new Twitter, sadly, is Mimi the Vlog. Mimi the Vlog, my new turn around.
I was not here.
So my Twitter is Mimi the Blogger. My Instagram is Mimi the Music Blogger. I shouldn't be laughing. We look so shady.
Not this video. God.
Now thank you. Where's the joke?
Listen, you don't need to know. Y'all don't need to know that.
The joke is me. The joke is me.
You're not the joke, baby.
I'm the joke. Clearly. Yes.
One more time, we're laughing. Once I let them know, what's my joke?
Okay. Twitter, Mimi the blogger. Mm-hmm. It should be Mimi the music blogger 2.0. Mm-hmm. And my bio should say it got suspended. I don't know why. Ha ha ha. Yeah. Then Instagram.
I'm so shady. I'm so shady. Sorry.
Instagram is Mimi the music blogger. Yes. That's where you can find me. It's and TikTok as well.
Yeah, TikTok. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mimi the music blogger.
The content is fire, man. Listen. Honestly, it's been your boy, Manny. The Classic Manny. The Classic Man on Twitter. The Classic Manny on Instagram and TikTok. Follow, share, rate, tell a friend, Mm-hmm. Don't forget to always do you. A bit apologetic. Bye, guys.
I'm a classic man.